Okay, people are already talking about a movie out next week. It stars Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks, two down-on-their-luck roommates who, desperate for cash, decide to make an adult film. So this is what people are talking about, a word in the title that's causing controversy. Day-to-Day's Alex Cohen reports.
The five-letter word begins with the letter P and is synonymous with X-rated film. And if it's a word you'd rather not have your kids hear, now would be a really good time to turn the volume down. Okay then, so this story goes back to 1996. That's when writer Kevin Smith, known for Chasing Amy and Clerks, first considered writing a script about something he calls an undeniable part of the great American quilt, porn.
It answers the age-old question we all have about each other, which is like, what do they look like without their clothes on? Simple human curiosity fuels that industry.
Smith was especially interested in the world of amateur pornography. In his script, Miri, played by Elizabeth Banks, and her longtime friend Zach, played by Seth Rogen, find themselves unable to pay the rent.
These are the exact circumstances people find themselves in right before they start having sex for money. What, you got an idea?
We could make a porno.
Not the idea I was looking for.
Writer and director Kevin Smith says the straightforward title, Zach and Miri Make a Porno, was a funny way to say it all.
Going in, I knew that, like, you put porno in the title, you're going to turn some people off. But I always assumed that the people that would be turned off by that title were never coming to this movie to begin with.
But then it came time to market the movie. The film's distributor submitted artwork for billboards and bus ads that featured fully clad, though somewhat risque, photos of the film's stars. The Motion Picture Association of America said, no way. So they created a new ad campaign featuring stick figure versions of the actors.
And the poster says, Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks made a movie so outrageous, we can only show you these drawings. I think that's a brilliant marketing campaign.
Clever, but not going to happen. Zach and Miri cannot make a porno on my bus shelters.
Rhina Cutler is the deputy mayor of transportation in Philadelphia, where the film tried unsuccessfully to place ads at city bus stops.
I think there really is just a question of the appropriateness of the word porno in a public bus shelter where I'm going to have parents and children waiting for school buses, and I don't think it's appropriate for me to have to explain to those children or have their parents explain what porno means.
Rhina Cutler wasn't alone. More than a dozen newspapers and several TV stations refused to carry ads for the film. But Zach and Miri posters did go up at bus stops in Massachusetts, and that troubles Diane Levin. Levin teaches college in Boston and is author of the book So Sexy, So Soon, The New Sexualized Childhood and What Parents Can Do to Protect Their Kids.
My expertise is with young children, so when I saw it, I thought, they're going to see the stick figure drawings and they're going to think, gee, this must be a movie for me.
My kid, she don't care about porno because if it doesn't feature Hannah Montana and Zach and Cody, she don't care.
Writer Kevin Smith argues that even if a child were to ask his or her parents about pornography, would it really be that awful?
What responsible parent can't turn to their child and respond to that question? Like, honestly, hey man, porno is a movie that's not for you.
Zach and Miri lead man Seth Rogen says he too was surprised by the backlash, especially considering that he'd never seen this sort of reaction before, and almost his entire resume is filled with body comedies like Knocked Up and the ultra-violent Pineapple Express.
I had done weed and alcohol and underage drinking and pregnancy, so, I mean, I was just going through every kind of bad thing you can get yourself into.
Rogen says it seems like this country is more troubled by sex than violence. Just compare the ads for Zach and Miri to those for other current movies, like the horror flick Saw 5.
There's Saw ads all over this city, which literally have like a guy's face cut off and laid on another guy's face, and no one complains about that.
Rogen says he's particularly bothered that people are criticizing the ad campaign without having seen the film. Writer Kevin Smith agrees. Yes, he says, the movie does feature nudity and sex scenes, but it's also funny.
Is there softcore gay porn? Like just hugging and kissing and, you know, telling each other how cool the other guy is? You're a rad dude. Thanks, you too. Let's play some ball.
To me, it's all about tone. And our tone is clearly not like, this is so titillating. Ours is comedy.
To prove his point, Smith notes that the film originally received an NC-17 rating, but he was successfully able to lobby the ratings board to a much milder R rating. Alex Cohen, NPR News.